A new novel by Reginald McKnight called He Sleeps is about an American ethnologist trying to piece his life together while doing fieldwork in Senegal. Alan Chews has a review.
McKnight's novel begins in fairly conventional fashion with a letter that the main character, Bertrand Millworth, writes to his estranged wife from rural Senegal, describing some of his work there. He's looking for material for his research project, Variations on Contemporary African Legends. The Africa he plunges into, beginning with the lives of the members of a local family, his inadvertent housemates, is an exhausting whirl of people and things. Poverty, he writes, palm trees, Brahma bulls, millet, gyros, pot, polyrhythmic drums and choras, cafes, fetid jails, corn-road women, soccer games, reggae, soul-eaters, bata stores, fresh fish, sweet clams, gauloises and étoiles de Dakar, turkeys, goats, baboons, chickens. Even more exhausting is his emotional and spiritual life, which, as the novel goes on, we discover has its own varying versions, some of it in letters, some of it in Millworth's notebook, and as much of it taking place in dreams as in waking hours. As Millworth's immediate relations with his resident African family and his long-distant relations with his wife back in the United States become more strained, the line between sleeping and waking begins to blur. And then he discovers that someone in the village seems to have put a curse on him and made him sick, and he struggles to find the culprit and a cure. But the book itself seems blessed rather than cursed, with its many overt echoes of the novel of modern Africa, Amos Tuotola's The Palm Wine Drinkard. McKnight's novel pays homage to the African literary tradition at the same time that it takes on an hallucinatory life of its own.
The book is He Sleeps by Reginald McKnight. Our reviewer is Alan Chews.